that you guys have been through over the past week. Are you pretty impressed with the way the guys came out tonight?
I thought the energy and what we were putting our energy into was very, very appropriate, and you felt that throughout the game.
Have you made a conscious effort to, you know, people talk about there might be a post-cup letdown, that the travel that you guys have been through, that you're going to hit a wall at some point. Have you made a conscious effort to kind of avoid that?
You know, we've talked since October. We have a lot of firsts because we haven't been together. So I think we've talked about the potential, because this was back at camp, of dealing with adversity and dealing with success. And so we're just trying to attack days, and there's a little bit of all of it.
And you might find some more minutes for that big fella at some point, I assume, if he keeps playing like this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's super impactful and leaving his imprints all over the game, and it's great to see. But again, we talked about it as he was just getting back. We'll be mindful. You know, I honestly, there's not a number or a rigid build out of this thing, other than we're going to continue to play him and be mindful of it and make sure that we'll take it day by day and make sure that he's continuing to react the way that we want him to and he wants to.
Once Victor gets his conditioning back and minutes back and everything, he was playing at such a high level before he got injured. How soon do you think it will take him to regain that level that he started the year with?
You know, honestly, I think it's just his fitness level. You know, there's no way to replicate game minutes. You can run 1,000 sprints, you can swim, you can jump on the treadmill, whatever you want. Game fitness level is not able to be duplicated to that level. And so I think that's what we're looking at. I mean, if you look at the level of performance, I think he's back to impacting the game like that. And sometimes it's hard. Obviously, he's not going to play like this with this stat line every night in 21 and a half minutes, but that's part of the growth for him also, is to not try to fit 35 minutes of production into 21 minutes. Just play the game.
You're getting pretty good bang for your buck in terms of minutes, right, from him?
I would agree.
Devin and Steph both had local fans in the crowd tonight. What did you think of the way they both played?
I thought they played great. I thought they had great energy. I thought they were aggressive. And any time that you have added circumstance regarding family, loved ones, where you grew up, people that know you, it's fair. And I thought there's a couple times they both need to be reeled in a little bit, but that's just human nature and that's our job. And they take it perfect, and the response was what we wanted to see.
As a coach, I know it's always teachable moments, but when you have a game like this, how do you find that moment or things to, you know, go back to the team and tell them this is what we need to do better or so on?
You know, we've won games where we were down late. We've lost some tough games late, and, you know, again, we have to be able to separate ourselves at times from the process or how we're operating or executing versus the result. Because there'll be times where we're going to play a great game, and we have played good games, and we've lost, or we didn't close out the game. And, you know, there'll be plenty from this that will still leave you wanting more, regardless of the score.
Where is the kind of character, is the right word, of this group when you talk about a lack of a letdown from Vegas, this back-to-back, and then obviously a couple of games against the Thunder coming up? Where does it come from, this group so young, that they seem to keep the foot down relentlessly?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's, again, we've played 3 or 4 games together. We've played 27 games as this group officially. And I think that we were excited and anxiously anticipating the start of the year. And I think we're hungry to play basketball. And we want to continue to play because we feel like, again, regardless of outcomes and results, time's on our side in terms of growing and continuity and consistency and chemistry and getting to know each other. And so if we continue to put in the right energy and competitiveness, we'll get a return on that commitment.
Seems like you all did a great job on Jalen Johnson. But what makes him so hard to defend?
He's versatile. He gets out in transition. He can handle the ball. He screens and rolls. He's shooting the ball well. He gets to the free throw line. Quinn's done a heck of a job, and their staff, in terms of developing him. And obviously, the kid gets credit. He's continued to grow in his short career.
Thanks, Mitch.